Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
One heartbeat. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J. Yeah!
What's my name?
Jason!
Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
Know something about it, and I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool. Now I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style.
Bucks Uncensored to start your week. Starting your week off right. Yeah, you are. Man, it's the final full week of May, which means we're closer and closer. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commissioner of this podcast, commissioner of the Stick Carrier Movement. Happy to speak with all of you once again. Hope you enjoyed Saturday's podcast. Bucks Mount Rushmore and a State of the Stick Carriers address to each and every one of you. If you haven't had a chance to go and listen to it, please do so. Because I think you all need to know kind of where we stand as a movement, as a community, as a fraternity. And we're not going to let others affect us. So go listen to it. Enjoy it. And that's that. That'll be the last time I speak to those topics, at least for the foreseeable future. If I need to address again, I will address it again. For this podcast, we are going to get into a question that one of the Bucks takes has regarding the offense. I wanted to get into the offense a little bit anyway for the Bucks, so we're going to do that here in a moment. I try to be very transparent with all of you and let you know kind of what we've got planned. I don't want to give away all the details because I want to leave you in some suspense, but did have a... Oh, that's because I got stupid Facebook up, and every time somebody posts something, it's going to beep. I was wondering why the beeps were coming in. Well, it's because you all are posting on the Stick Carrier Facebook page, which, by the way, continues to grow. with each moment that passes. So if you're listening to this and you haven't signed up for it, it's very simple. Facebook, then search for Stick Carriers, the group page. Once you click on whatever you click on, it sends me a notification, and I go ahead and accept you. We're accepting everyone, but we do want it to be a closed page. So it's kind of exclusive, but not really exclusive. We just want to make sure that if you're going to go above and beyond to click on it, that you'll have that full access to everything that's being written about the Bucks on there. Great interaction by all of you. We're over 1,500 already in just a couple weeks. So let's keep growing that Facebook page. Great way to post. Great way for me to keep you all up to date on what's coming up, and great way for all of you to interact with each other. Now, as I said, have a couple of updates for you. Did have a chance, and I wanted to give first come, first serve to our sponsors as to what they were going to be able to do this upcoming football season. So we love Bricados. Bricados has been with me long before Bucks Uncensored even was launched. They were with me for Off the Edge when I did a podcast with Luke Easterling, who's now with thedraftwire.com. They have stuck with me for a very long time, and I think they would be glad to tell anyone and everyone the return on the investment they have gotten since advertising with us and sponsoring this podcast. So we thank Mike and everyone there at Bricados for being a part of this podcast. Asked Mike, I said, and Mike's the loud one. You know, when you go to Bricados and there's one guy just screaming at the top, that's Mike, huge Bucks fan, massive Bucks fan. I asked Mike, I said, Mike, we're going to do at least one tailgate party before the Giants game, and probably, I'm guessing that's going to go pretty well, and then we're going to do more as the season goes on. Would you like to? Yes. I mean, he just, absolutely. How much food? Yep. Don't worry about it. Got food taken care of. We're going to have other food from, like, we're probably going to get Bricados and maybe two other places to give us food. This is going to be massive, folks. And we're probably going to cut it off somewhere between 150 to 200 people to come in. And just to kind of give you an idea of what I'm thinking is, and I don't want to, my idea is we're going to get some sort of beer involved. We're going to get three restaurants involved. And then I have to decide how much I want to charge people. And the more I charge, the more we're going to donate to charity, because every dime is going to charity. Every dime. So what is it worth for people to come and tailgate with us? Is it 10 bucks a person to have as much as you want to eat and as much as you want to drink? If we get a beer sponsor and they're donating all the beers and kegs and stuff? I'm thinking 20 bucks a person is fair. I mean, 20 bucks, you know, if we can get $20 a person for, let's just say, 200 people, that's $4,000 that we can donate to a charity. We do that, let's say we do that three times during the season. That's $12,000 we can donate to a charity. That's not to mention the away game viewing parties. That's not to mention what I'm envisioning next year's draft party to be. There's a big potential to really, really do some good in this community. So I want to do that. I want to make sure it's the right charity. I did have a suggestion of using multiple charities. That's fine, but it's, I don't want to make it, I don't want to make it too confusing. So if we can do some really good for one charity, and maybe we do really good for one charity for a year, and then we change it. Maybe every year we do a different charity. It doesn't have to be the same charity every year. But you know, I think there's a lot of good that can be done through the good hearts of the people we do business with, our partners, our sponsors, and all of you. I mean, listen, I know that even if you can't come to events, if we popped up a link, a lot of you would donate to the causes already. So once we figure that out, We'll be able to give you more details on it. But tailgate parties in full swing. Then I met with Leo at Sports Legends. They're down for a couple of away game viewing parties early in the season. So let's just say this. We're going to have a training camp takeover. Go ahead and mark your calendars. First preseason game is a road game. I want to. It's a Friday night. Let's blow this motherfucker out, man. Let's have a big viewing party. The starters are going to be in for two series, and then it's just going to be a stick carrier reunion that Friday night of the first preseason game. I love it. We're going to pack it. I'll go ahead and say it. The preliminary, and Leo was pretty concrete on this. It's going to be at Sports Legends. You want to recreate that draft atmosphere, that draft night? I think that's the place to be. 7:30 game, much like the draft. You get it. They get there after work, and we just stay, and we're a little more sober early on. We watch the starters, and then after that, backups get in. We're just partying with football on all night long. Anyone else down for that? I know I am. That sounds amazing. So we'll get that. First preseason game. First regular season game, there will be. It's a road game. There will be an away game watch party. We'll give you more details as we get closer to the season on that. And then I think we got another away game watch party scheduled for the Cardinals game, which is a 4 o'clock game. So I gave them first dibs. They got the first dibs. But now it's open. So we're going to I'm going to start reaching out to some of the people that have reached out to me about the potential of hosting some of these away game watch parties. If you're an establishment and you want to guarantee yourself about 200 to 300 people who are willing to spend probably a good chunk of money during the span of about 4 to 5 hours, and you want to make a shit ton of money within that span, shoot me an email, bucksuncensored@gmail.com. The return on your investment is going to be substantial. It's going to be substantial. I don't charge that much. I do that intentionally. The whole point of this podcast is so that we can be a different media, a different type of media for you out there. If you do advertise, you go on the radio, you're spending $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month. That's not happening here. Who knows what you spend on newspaper or even another Bucks website out there that's not going to get you the return on your investment. I mean, Leo himself from Sports Legends said that they advertised with Pewter Report. Pewter Report threw a big party, 4 people showed up. You throw a draft party with me, you got 300 people that show up. You know, you're talking about thousands upon thousands of dollars that you're going to bring into your establishment, and I'm going to charge you less than $1,000 to host that party there. You can see the Stick Carriers uniting on Facebook. You can see the videos all over the place of the draft party we had. We're going to bring that type of atmosphere. So if you're a Stick Carrier and you're listening to this right now, just understand that if you want a place where Bucks fans are going to congregate and have a blast and thoroughly enjoy their team, whether it's at home in Raymond James Stadium for the tailgate parties that we're going to put on, or it's an away game and you come and you just party with the same people, your family, your friends, your brothers and sisters, that's what we're going to do. The hope is to do an away game watch party for every game. But it looks like, you know, we're going to need to reach out and maybe find some establishments to do that. And if you have any ideas of one, I'm all ears. I have had a couple reach out to me, and I think it's going to be very beneficial to those establishments as well as each and every one of you listening. Just understand this, at least through the early portion of the season, and you kind of work in quarters of the season as well as you're doing the advertising, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, we've got 5 events already planned just for the early portion of the season. And that doesn't include an HBO Hard Knocks viewing party that we are considering doing. I believe the show is going to air on Tuesday nights at 10. So the question is, could we get a big enough crowd on a weekly basis, Tuesday night at 10. Granted, my bedtime, well, I usually do the podcast and then go to bed afterwards, but I'm usually doing the podcast Tuesdays at 10. So I would have to park that at the door and come on out with you. So if you are in the Tampa Bay area and would be willing to attend a Hard Knocks viewing party weekly while Hard Knocks airs, let me know. And if we have a good enough response, we can go ahead and do it. And I think Sports Legends would be open to doing that as well. So a lot of things on the horizon, a lot of exciting times ahead. And just know that we've got a lot of things in motion. I just gave you a glimpse at some of the ideas and some of the plans we have in store for all of you. I want to make sure that not only is this a memorable season coming up, but it's one that it's one that's going to launch us as a group together into the future and continue to grow and make this fan experience that we're putting together large enough and big enough to encompass as many Bucks fans as possible. As I said, this is about uniting a fan base, not dividing a fan base. The media has done a good job at doing that over the years. We're going to bring everyone together for one purpose, one cause, okay, one goal. And once we achieve that as a community, and then once our team achieves that on the field, you have no idea how good it's going to feel. It's going to be pretty, pretty awesome. Now, usually this guy's really, really lazy, lazy, lazy. And when you're that lazy, you kind of go to the back of the line. But although his name is Lazy Dave, there's nothing lazy about this Bucks take.
What up, Commish and the Stick Carriers? It's Lazy Dave, a.k.a. Beat Boy Soup. I'm in the kitchen right now trying to cook up a little something on that Adobe Edition 1.5. I know you know about that, Commish. But it's like every time I listen to the podcast, I get inspired a little bit. So I be wanting to do something. So I was like, hell, I might as well go ahead and do something.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or melt. It's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family? You see what we do as a family? You see how we play as a family?
It doesn't matter to me which team drafts Jameis Winston, but that team will play in a Super Bowl. Now, I'm going to stand by that, too. Now, it may not be this year, maybe not next year, but I'm convinced that Jameis Winston is a quarterback with that ability to take his franchise to the next level and beyond.
Just remember, though, you go in there, right back into this. Be softly, carry a big mother... Yeah. All the way. But we stay together, man. The sky's the limit, all right? Family on three. One, two, three, family. Yeah.
Y'all keep speaking softly and carrying that big stick. Lazy, lazy.
There you go. Our official stick carrier anthem. I can't wait till Lazy Dave puts something else in me because he's going to get more of these sound bites. I heard Will in the Midwest in there. Man, heard Christian in there. Keep them coming, Dave, man. If you're going to work that Adobe Audition, man, you keep those anthems coming. We'll keep playing them right here on Bucks Uncensored. Love it. I love when you guys do stuff like that, man. It adds so much to the show, man. It's just, it's really awesome. It is really, really awesome just how everyone is kind of showcasing their talents. I mean, it's pretty special. Special stuff for us right now as a group, just continuing to grow. So, all right, let's get into some Bucks talk. That's the stick carrier portion of the podcast where we kind of give you an update on events coming up. David in Clearwater is going to start us off. Hey, David.
What's going on, Justin, and all the stick carriers? This is David from Clearwater. Sorry if I sound a little tired today. My baby boy was just born yesterday. So shout out to him. We got a new stick carrier. His name is Bishop. And I'm still at the hospital. And anyone who's had children before, man, know that those first few days in the hospital, you're not sleeping for shit. But I did want to make a Bucks tape, man. I love the Fitzpatrick signing. I think Jason Light looked at the roster and said, you know what? Fuck that. I need a vet. And not saying that Fitzpatrick is all world, but he's a veteran presence, can give or pass knowledge down to Jameis of what he's seen over the years, as well as come in and spot duty, and God forbid something happens to Jameis Winston. So I think that's an awesome signing. I'm still a little concerned with our running back position. As we all know, Doug Martin is not going to be available for the first three games, so now we have to rely on running back by committee or Jacquizz Rodgers or Peyton Barber or McNichols. With Jacquizz Rodgers, you know, I know he did the job last year in spot duty. I just don't see the burst. I don't see the burst from Peyton Barber. And McNichols is a fifth-round rookie. I mean, that's rolling the dice on the running back position. And I know a lot of us probably thinking, well, shit, you know, we got all the weapons on the outside. Let's just sling the football for the first three games. But I mean, that's not the way to go into the game, man. And other teams and defenses know, like, shit, they're not going to run the ball. You know, let's just, you know, take away the pass game and try to make them run the ball. And, you know, it makes us one-dimensional. So I still think we need that veteran running back there that can try to hold us down. You know, I don't know what they're going to do with Doug Martin, but I still think we need that veteran back, man, to come in here, you know, somebody with some juice, man. The Adrian Peterson signing would have been amazing, but we all know where that went. And I think the Saints cop blocked this. I think they knew, and they looked at our roster and said, damn, the Bucks are one running back away from really doing some shit. So, anyways, you know, that's neither here or there. But yeah, I just want to make my Bucks take on that. And Jess, I want to know what you think, man. Do you feel comfortable with our running back position right now? Or do you feel comfortable with this running back by committee? Or do you feel like, you know, we need a running back, you know, a veteran running back with some presence? So shout out to all the sponsors and all the stick carriers, and speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick. Boy, I need some sleep. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, go. Please. Congratulations, by the way. We've had a few stick carrier babies born here over the last couple of weeks, so congratulations to all of you. Go get some more sleep, and I'm going to just answer your question.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
So the question is, how do I feel about the running back position for the Bucks? I'd be lying if I said I felt good about it. I mean, I was one of the people that wanted the Bucks to get themselves a running back in this past draft and early. And McNichols is good, and we'll see if he can be one of those diamonds in the rough. Every year we tend to see a running back drafted late in the draft that tends to explode. Doesn't mean every single running back does, though. So, I mean, I know it's easy to point to the one or two that do it each year, but when you're talking about 10 to 15 that are drafted over that span, it's not a high percentage of those running backs coming in and making a big impact. Here's where I could sit here on this podcast, and actually I think I'm going to. I'm going to stick with running back on this podcast And then on Wednesday's podcast, I'm going to look at the offense as a whole. And I think you'll be surprised because there are so many, I think, strong positions on offense. I think you'll be surprised at what I point to as potentially being the strongest for this team moving forward into the upcoming season. Now, as for the running backs, they're the weakest. There's no debating that. When you take into account Doug Martin being suspended, but not only being suspended, we're talking about a Doug Martin who is probably one of the more overhyped players in this area, probably one of the more overhyped players nationally as well. A player who during his career has had two good seasons. Two. The other ones, he's been injured, hasn't played well, blah, blah, blah. His two good seasons were his rookie year and his contract year. I mean, that to me just sends up flags, sirens going off, like, whoa. We would say clearly across the board that the only reason this player had a good year this year is because he was in a contract year. You say that about any other player throughout the NFL. But when you're talking about Doug Martin, people tend to get defensive about him. He has not, over the course of his career, he has been worse rather than good. He has been bad more than he has good. Vision, stamina, health-wise, he just 3 years, no good. 2 years, good. So he's got to find a way to be a more balanced running back. Is he driven by money? Does he need to be driven by contract? I don't know. What I do know is that he can be upgraded. He could have been upgraded. He wasn't upgraded. And I also know he's 29 years old, and potentially the general manager's not too fond of running backs once they hit 30. Well, he's hit 29, now suspended for 3 games, and his guaranteed money is gone. They can get rid of him and save that money. They haven't yet. They haven't needed to yet. They still got cap room. It's not like they're desperate for cap room right now. But the option is on the table for them. So Doug Martin's out for the first 3 games. So who takes over? Well, you do have probably 3 options. You have Jacquees Rodgers, who played well last year. But again, I think with some of these running backs, we have to face the facts on where they came from and what they're doing. Jacquees Rodgers was unemployed 3 weeks into the season last year. The Bucs brought him in, and he played well. I think the offensive line was blocking the same for him as they were for Doug Martin. I just think Jacquees Rodgers, while he might not have the elite burst that David was looking for, what he has is vision. He can find the hole and hit the hole. And he did that last year. And if that, he's not as talented as most other running backs. So if that type of talent can run like that, imagine a running back with even more talent and what they could do in this offense, especially with all the weapons they have on the outside now. That should help the run game, no matter who's running the football. So I think Jacquees Rodgers has the upper hand early on in this season. Jeremy McNichols is a rookie. Jury's out. I mean, you have no idea how this guy's going to respond. Again, I think it's easy for somebody to look and say, well, Jay Ajayi and whoever else you want to point out there is late round Jordan Howard for the Bears. Oh, late round picks came in and made an impact. A lot of other running backs were late round picks and didn't make an impact. So as much as I want McNichols to succeed, you're still cautious about it because you don't want to go all in on a rookie fifth-round pick. You just don't, especially when you need a running back. And Charles Sims is coming back. Twinkle Toes himself can't run between the tackles, doesn't have the balls to do so. He's got to be used as a receiver out of the backfield. He's a third-down running back at best right now. And I don't know if he can ever develop into a feature back if he can't run between the tackles. I like Charles Sims, though. I like him. I like using the Flintstones gif to describe him as Twinkle Toes because it fits perfectly. But I also love him on third down, man. If you can swing a pass to him on the outside, he can do some damage. He's worthy of a roster spot on your team. But I don't see him as a feature back. Jury's out on McNichols. Jacquees Rogers, I don't see as a feature back. And the last one is Peyton Barber. I don't see as a feature back. So am I concerned about running back for the Bucs? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I think that they did anything wrong in the draft by waiting on a running back? No. No, I mean, they got their safety. I think everyone's kind of scratching their head about the Beckwith pick, but again, if the guy's healthy, he's going a lot higher in the draft. They did their due diligence. They feel he's going to be 100%. They feel they got a steal at the end of the third round. So I'm going to reserve judgment. I'm going to wait and see how Beckwith plays at linebacker. And if he plays well, then I get it. I get it. And it was a deep running back class, and they still got McNichols there in the fifth round. But if these running backs don't succeed this year, they're going to have to look. By the way, next year's draft of running backs is going to be equally as strong. So they can go with a committee this year, and if that doesn't work, they can always go into the draft next year and try and address it there. Now, that's talking about running backs for next year. I think what we have to look at, too, and I've alluded to one name that might be out there, is Jason Light might have passed on some running backs early on in this draft, but he's got to look across the NFL and say, there's some rosters with an influx of talent to where they're going to have to get rid of one of their running backs. And I think there's three that come to the top of my head, actually four now that I think about it, of teams that could get rid of one of their running backs. The first one being Matt Jones and the Washington Redskins. I've made a point of this numerous times already on this podcast on Bucks Uncensored, is you got Fat Rob there, you got Thompson, but now you draft Samaje Perine, who they're already just glowing about there in D.C. Matt Jones could be the odd man out. You know, do you trade a late-round pick for him? Do you wait to see if he gets cut? But Matt Jones is one of those names. Another name, T.J. Yeldon down in Jacksonville. You know, what's the deal with the Jaguars? What's going to happen with the Jaguars? They drafted Leonard Fournette with the fourth overall pick. Does that open the door for T.J. Yeldon to be traded and or cut? I mean, cutting him as a second-round pick from just a couple years ago, probably not the wisest of moves. But when you draft a running back fourth overall, you probably don't need to have another high-caliber running back behind him, even though Fournette has dealt with some injury issues. So just an idea, just looking at rosters and other teams that have drafted running backs. The Cincinnati Bengals drafted Joe Mixon. They've already got Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill. Jeremy Hill might be an odd man out there. You know, maybe you could trade a fifth or sixth round pick to get Jeremy Hill. I'm not saying the Bucs should do any of these. I'm just saying there are veterans, young veterans. All three of those players are young players. You know, only drafted like 3 or 4 years ago each. So if you're Jason Light, you've still got some options out there to bring in and help boost your running back spot. And oh, by the way, you don't need the elite running back. You need a solid running back that can pair with all the weapons you have around Jameis Winston now. But there are some options still on the table. So I'm not going to overly panic. I want to see how this plays out. I want to see what running backs go into training camp with the Bucks, and then I want to see the running backs that are on the roster. I want to see, can McNichols do it? Can he be that next late-round draft pick that can step in and make an impact? And I'll tell you what's going to help each and every one of these running backs are the massive amount of weapons Jameis Winston's going to have on the outside. And if Jameis Winston starts using them correctly and the Bucs are moving the ball offensively and picking apart a defense through the air, guess what's going to happen? It's going to open up the ground game even more, and you just got to make sure at that point that the right running back is on the field at all times, because that's going to really create some momentum for the offense to where if they could get a run game going along with all those weapons on the outside, it could be, and I think it's going to be, and we're going to talk about it more on Wednesday's podcast, a very special offense, maybe the most special offense we've ever had in Tampa, being able to witness right in front of our face. Should be a lot of fun. We've got, that's my little rant on the running backs. Would love to hear what you have to say about the running backs and the offense in general. That's going to be the topic for Wednesday's podcast. You can record your Bucks take on your phone and email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. That's bucksuncensored@gmail.com. The topic for Saturday's podcast, which you can also send in now, since it is Memorial Day weekend, give me your best memory of the Bucks. And it doesn't have to be just the Super Bowl. Listen, I love the Super Bowl. I do. NFC Championship game was just about as emotional for me as winning the Super Bowl. But there are individual plays. There are individual moments. And maybe it's not the most memorable, but maybe it's that memory that you want to share with other stick carriers. This is a Saturday edition Bucks take. I think it's going to be kind of entertaining to hear how people react to different things. I mean, I remember how I was going to school at UConn and playing for their football team, and the Bucks played the Rams on Monday Night Football, and I don't want to give away the whole story, but it consisted of me putting a flag around my neck as a cape and running up and down the halls there in Storrs, Connecticut, just going ballistic for the Bucks while everyone was pissed at me there. I mean, just Michael Spurlock's initial kickoff return for a touchdown. Matt Bryant's 63-yard field goal to beat the Eagles. I mean, those are just a couple of moments for me individually that were incredible, and I would love to hear from all of you as well. So that's going to be for Saturday's podcast, Memorial Day weekend. We'll just have some memories of the Bucks for that weekend as well. All right, let's do some Bucks takes. Got some good in-depth Bucks takes to where we can talk more about the football team. And I love them. I love hearing from the state carriers. I love hearing from each of you. And we do that next.
Bucks Uncensored.
Cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Are we taking time or time out? I can't take the in-between. Asking me for space here in my house. You know how to fuck with me.
Bucks Uncensored, Justin Pulaski, the commish. Time to hear from you. Send us your Bucks take, bucksuncensored@gmail.com. You just record it right on your phone, and we'll get your take on, and you can take part in each and every Bucks Uncensored podcast. We'll start with a guy who's all fired up. God, he's always fired up. I guess you have to be fired up when you live in North Dakota, don't you, Aaron?
Justin, stick carriers. Aaron from North Dakota. God, I can't tell you how much the sports media these days are making me sick. With NFL on Fox twisting Monken's words of what he said to DeSean Jackson, making him sound like he was an asshole in what he said to DeSean Jackson, in which he said, "You came here for the money." Wrong. He said, Bucks gave him the money. He needs to be great. Pretty fair fucking trade-off, in my mind. God, fuck you, Fox Sports. And once again with Tom Jones. Seriously, how do some of these people have jobs? I mean, it's coming to a point where it's getting to be pretty fucking pathetic reading this shit. I mean, in that article to say that Gerald McCoy is an elite defensive tackle and Quan Alexander can play a bit. Seriously, that shit should be the other way around. And he doesn't even mention Brent Grimes in that article at all, who is, or I can't remember if he did or not, but I don't remember. But I don't think he did anyways. He was easily our best cornerback, defensive back, all year long. So to retort Jones' claim of us pumping the brakes, how about you fuck off? This is the first time in almost 10 fucking years we have been this excited about our football team. Dirk, the Godfather, and Jason, his consigliere, have given us a team to be fucking proud of for a change. And goddamn, I'm loving that Kay Adams on Good Morning Football. That girl's a sweetheart. As always, follow the light, cut the shit, and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Way to go, Aaron. Taking it to the media. Love it. Well, you're just holding them accountable. And that's what we're going to do here. You're going to say stupid shit? Well, nobody ever said anything before. They're saying something now. I appreciate that. Derek's up next. Hey, Derek.
Justin, Derek from SoCal, calling in with a motherfucking a Bucks take. Should be calling it a motherfucking a B4 take. I ordered that shit. Fucking showed up. Right on time. Took it last night before this work event I had at a distillery. You know the fucking drinks were flowing at the motherfucking distillery. Had like 5 drinks there. Then had fucking like 4 or 5 more drinks after. Because it was my event, so I had to kind of decompress, have a couple after. In between events, had another B4. So 2 total B4s. Wake up this morning feeling fucking fresh to death. 6:30 a.m. up. Fresh as a fucking flower. Went to bed last night at 1 a.m. Did eat a bacon wrap hot dog before I went to sleep. But I always eat that shit. Doesn't help. Usually when I'm fucking hungover, it'll cost me an entire fucking day. And the only way to get away from it is to drink more. And then my hangover is even fucking worse the next day. And it just fucking snowballs. The fucking anxiety comes. I remember hearing you talk about how you get anxiety when you're fucking hungover. That shit fucking sucks. I spent my wedding anniversary 3 weeks ago hungover the entire weekend. Wife was fucking pissed. Had a nice $600 a night resort in fucking Santa Barbara. Just fucking hungover all fucking weekend. And that's when I was like, that's it. I'm going to try this fucking B4 shit. This morning woke up, was singing Wayne motherfucking Newton to my wife, brought her coffee in bed because I was fucking not crunk, not fucking hungover. She was, and she's like, wow, that shit fucking works. Maybe before save my marriage. I don't know. Shout out to all the other sponsors. Brocados, Headlines Barbershop, Sports Legends. You guys make it a good motherfucking week or weekend whenever this fucking makes the podcast. And remember, right back into this. Shh, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick before.
Before getting some love. And oh, by the way, Memorial Day weekend is coming up this weekend. And we have got a special discount for you. The folks at B4 teaming up with me for Bucks Uncensored and the Stick Carriers, where if you go to drinkb4.com, and actually I have all the details for you on Facebook, on the Facebook page, so you can go there now. Go ahead and sign in to be part of the Stick Carrier group page on Facebook. 50% off just for Stick Carriers with the code Stick Carriers. It's that simple. 50% off this week. Only Monday through Thursday. So you got to stock up for the weekend. It's a really, really good deal. Okay, they don't do this for everyone. All right, so go to drinkb4.com. I got the link for you. All you got to do is go to Facebook, right? Sign up if you're not signed up already for the State Carrier Facebook group page. If you are, details are there. The link is there. Use the code. You get 50% off. It's that simple. It's Memorial Day weekend. Don't be stupid. Stock up on B4. Perfect. You're going to have a hell of a weekend. You're going to have a great weekend. Just take my advice and do the right thing. Do it. I'm not going to be, listen, podcasts Mondays, Wednesdays. So I'll be able to remind you one last time. But just go ahead and get it now. Plus, if you have to have it shipped to your house, give yourself some time. Give yourself some time so you get it by the weekend, all right? Drinkbefore.com, 50% off. Use the code STICKCARRIERS. And it ends on Thursday, May 25th at midnight, 11:59. Once that clock turns to midnight on Friday morning, it's over. It's over. Don't blow your shot. 50% off B4. Now's the time to do it. Thanks, Derek. B4 saved his marriage? Whoa. Jake's up next. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Justin. This is Jake from Chicago. Been a fan since 1996. Had the pleasure of watching Mr. Mike Allstott alongside my uncle at the Purdue University. Didn't have a team back in the late 90s, but sure enough, when he got drafted, I figured, hey, why not root for Tampa Bay? We had some rough years in the beginning, but luckily we got that Super Bowl. Now with Jameis Winston, the future is bright. Question.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Devontae Bond, coming off injury last year. The Bucks still have him. Does he have a shot at staying on the roster? Obviously, we drafted Beckwith, but I'm curious to see if Devontae stays on the team. Also, Alan Cross, can he get some more love? This guy's an animal. His college walk-on story is incredible, and I just think he deserves a little more praise. Anyways, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
I think Alan Cross gets the right amount of praise, which is probably little to none. I mean, I don't know if I'm going ballistic for Alan Cross right now. I think he still has a lot to do before we're going to go crazy for him. So I'm not really seeing that. Devontae Bond was injured last year. I mean, we don't really know how he's going to respond, but I will say this about Bond. Is, and we talked about this last week during one of the podcasts, is it really does appear like the Bucks are going to use some 3-4 coming up this season. And I think that's apparent with Noah Spence losing so much weight, down to 240 pounds, ripped. I mean, just pretty impressive what he's done in losing weight but gaining muscle. But it does look like Noah Spence is going to be playing standing up on the outside, rushing the passer. Well, if that's the case, Devontae Bond, that's really what he was going to be best at, was as a 3-4 rush linebacker. So I think that gives you some depth there, gives you another guy that can fill that kind of position, and also gives you some position flexibility to where he can also play strong side linebacker as well in a 4-3. So if they are going to bounce between the two, Bond is the ideal, I guess, type of linebacker that they'd like that can play both. I think Beckwith is the same way. So while Bond might not be a starter, I think Bond has a good chance of making the roster, being a contributor on special teams, and contributing to the depth on defense as well. Jake, good question. Appreciate you jumping on board. Appreciate you being a Bucks fan up there in evil Chicago. It is evil up there. Just people are evil. Robert's in PA. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Kamish. It's your boy Robert from Philly. Thunder Chunky PA out on Twitter. Getting my Bucks take in today. Wasn't feeling so well. took a sick day, so I lay down for a little while this morning. It's Friday, and I get up and Twitter's blowing up. Ryan Fitzpatrick, backup quarterback, $3 million, one season for the Buccaneers. And yours truly is thinking, pretty damn good signing, Jason Light. Veteran guy, all accounts a great teammate. Even that knucklehead Brandon Marshall went out of his way to say how great of a teammate he is, a smart guy. And then it starts, Commish. All the non-stick carriers, I can't believe Colin Kaepernick didn't get signed before Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what? These old heads and these goofballs need to keep their mouth shut, Commish, and fellow stick carriers. You know my granddaddy once told me? Your number one priority is your house and your family. Don't worry about the guy up the street. Don't worry about the guy across the yard. Don't worry about the guy with the better car. You take care of your business and your family, right? So the stick carriers, we all about Buccaneer business. I don't give a rat's ass about Colin Kaepernick, Carson Wentz, Tom Brady, Chad Ochocinco, or Junior Tagovailoa, Daddy. We're all about our boys. So I'm worried about who's on our team. Feel me? So all you media members yelping about poor Colin Kaepernick, I don't give a flying fuck. All I know is Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's played the last couple of seasons in the AFC East, a guy who has won games in the NFL, who's been a great teammate, at a bargain basement price of $3 million to help Jameis Winston grow, is a great fucking addition. Right? As always, my brothers and sisters, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Woo!
I most of you know by now, and I've made it very apparent, I don't care about the backup quarterback that much. I see some of the value if it's a one or two game injury, but anything over that, when your backup is forced to play, it's probably not going to end well. With that said, I thought the Ryan Fitzpatrick signing was phenomenal. Smart quarterback who's going to have a ton of weapons, shitload of weapons all around. I think he's going to know how to use them in a management of the offense type of role that he'll be in. Smart guy from Harvard and experienced guy, which I think is really going to help Jameis Winston as well. I thought the Bucs got a tremendous value and bargain with Fitzpatrick, and if it works out, you know, I'd love to see them sign Fitzpatrick long-term as the backup on this team. I still find Ryan Griffin intriguing, but obviously not intriguing enough for the Buccaneers to keep him as the main backup for Jameis Winston. All right, final Bucs take. Yep, Jordan is up. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, what's up, Commish? This is Jordan from Mulberry, and I have a quick question, and that question is...
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answered all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Catches this season, Mike Evans or OJ Howard? As for myself, I'm going to have to go with Mike Evans, but I still feel like both players are going to be extremely dominant this season and cause headaches to opposing teams, defensive coordinators trying to game plan against us. And we still have other amazing talent on offense that they're going to have to count for, so I really expect this offense to take off this season and be a top-notch offense in the league. Anyways, shout out to the sponsors. Shout out to B4, who I accidentally forgot to shout out my last Bucks take. Shout out to Headlines Barbershop. Shout out to Bricados. And shout out to Sports Legends. And speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Mike Evans or O.J. Howard? I'll be talking extensively about both of these players coming up on Wednesday's podcast when we really look at the offense as a whole. I don't think it's even a debate. Mike Evans will have more catches. O.J. Howard is a rookie. I think we'll have a decent rookie season. But to think he's going to come in and catch 80 or 90 balls and 1,000 yards or 900 yards and 8 touchdowns, I would pump the brakes on that. So stupid. But I think he's going to contribute in a big way to the offense. But he's a rookie. You know, he's a rookie, and, you know, maybe he gets about 50 catches or so, and, I think he'll be just fine. But we're not going to really see his, you know, tapping into his potential at least for 2 to 3 years. And then we can start to get a gauge and start to get into that type of debate between those two players. But for this year, I think Mike Evans has had some great seasons already. I think he's on the verge of having an elite type season. I hope that's this season coming up. But a good question, Jordan, and thanks for contributing again to the podcast. We are going to have a special bonus track at the conclusion of this podcast, so don't go anywhere. I think you'll like it. You might have already heard it. I do want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Podbean. Shoot us a rating and a review so that we can continue to spread the word to other Bucks fans out there to please be a part of this movement, of this exciting time for Bucks fans, and a way for all of us to unite together in what could be a special run by the Bucks over the next several years. Hey, whenever you got a franchise-type quarterback like Jameis Winston, you've got a shot. They've got him, and he's really young, which means this could be a lot of fun for many, many years to come. So why not organize something and all celebrate together? That's what we're trying to do on this podcast. At Commish Online, it's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Commish Online. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, more personal stuff on Snapchat. You might not like my personal life. Other, maybe some of you do. But it's JPulowski324, JPulowski324 on Snapchat. Thanks again for making Bucks Uncensored the most popular podcast out there. The numbers reflect it. Truly amazing. I think we had one of our best weekends yet since the podcast was launched, since really Bucks Uncensored was launched in the fall. We had one of our best weekends of numbers this past weekend. Folks, we're getting to late May. I hate to tell you that nothing's really going on, but nothing's really going on. That's why I'm looking ahead. I'm excited. And I feel like every time I do a podcast, like we're a few days closer. And we're almost to the end of May. This is the last full week of May, which means we got June and July and training camp is here. We got to start figuring out our training camp takeover. Stick Carrier Day at Bucks training camp. I mean, that's going to be here before we know it. So exciting stuff. Make sure you interact with each other on the Facebook page. Interact with me on all those social media platforms, and we'll continue to grow. And sky's the limit for what we can do. But as always, I remind you to live life in the words of the Godfather, Dirk Cutter himself, when he said these words. But I want you to hear him in a much, much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Okay. That's good words to live by to start this week, and not bad listening to that either. So, without further ado, nailed it. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave you my face and the answer is unequivocally yes. You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave you my face and the answer is unequivocally yes. You see how we play as a family.
Doesn't matter to me which team drafts Jameis Winston, but that team will play in a Super Bowl. Now, I'm going to stand by that, too. Now, it may not be this year, maybe not next year, but I'm convinced that Jameis Winston is a quarterback with that ability to take his franchise to the next level and beyond.
But remember, though, you're going there. Right back into this. Carry a big mother. All of us. Stay together, man. The sky's the limit. sky's the limit, all right? Family on three. One, two, three. Family.
Yes.